Welcome to day three of our daily sit spot journey. Today we're going to add a layer of seeing with new eyes. So we'll continue to remember to leave our list of things that we might need to do in the day at the doorway or at the gateway before entering into the short journey toward our sit spot. We'll continue with fox walking to the sit spot from that point, or having a conscious step. And some people like the image of if the earth's surface was the skin of a drum, how lightly could you tread on it so that it wouldn't ripple out big reverberations and drum beats? So you can add that imagination to your fox walking today. And then we're going to take inspiration from the owl. Now, the owls have particularly unique eyes that enable them to see incredible detail of movement and a wide spectrum of space and depth. And we're going to change the way that most of us look at the world for a small portion of time at our sit spot today. So our sense of sight is our dominant sense, and we depend on it a lot for balance and for orientation and for information gathering about the world around us. And most of us have trained our eyes to look with tunnel vision. And by tunnel vision, I mean that we're focusing on something close to us that is ignoring a lot of the peripheral field of sight. And it's actually kind of closing that awareness of the periphery down and focusing on the central part of your vision. And this is really helpful for things like reading and writing and focusing on a computer screen or short distances when we're in buildings. But instead, today we're going to open up and see with owl eyes. Now, I've linked here to a video that goes through how you can use your outstretched arms and fingers to really expand your vision fully and enable you to get into owl eyes in a good way. If you're already familiar with owl eyes, just remember to bring that softness to your gaze and in the expansion of your vision. So you can leave your list at the gateway, fox walk in owl eyes to your sit spot, and then enjoy being at your sit spot and not only having that softness to your gaze, but perhaps imagine, especially if it's a place you're very familiar with, that you've never been there before and you're taking in the sights and the colours and the textures for the first time. And you could even lay on your back if it feels good to do so and look up at the canopy of the trees above or the sky above and just enjoy taking that view in as well. So get different perspectives and see through the eyes of the owl. Hope you enjoy that, and I look forward to connecting tomorrow.